Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so we're nervous.
I feel so nervous. I just said off air. I never feel nervous potting with you, but today,
the stakes are high.
The stakes are so high. I feel like, is this what a wedding day?
No, this is bigger. This is announcing your pregnancy, but better, but more important.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I run a media company called Shit You Should Care About. You probably know me because you're listening to this on The Shit Show or Culture Vulture or wherever you've somehow found this. I'm joined by Belle.
Hi, I'm Belle. I'm Lucy's friend.
She's my bestie.
Writer, gal, Aquarian, been quilling / writing for Cisco for over a year now.
Crazy.
You may know me from chimes in the newsy, random poems you've seen on the internet, or if you are a cute, close subscriber, the book club or Sunday newsy, no news is good news. And a pleasure, an honor, a gift, a joy, all of those inspirational stretch canvas quote sayings to be here.
But do you know what you also are as of today?
No, stop.
Can tell people.
I can't believe this.
Co-author with yours truly of our new book, Make It Make Sense. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
You do not know how long we have been waiting to tell you that.
It's been a year and I'm really good at keeping secrets. We have joked that this is a worst kept secret because obviously we've had to tell some people.
And we've been baiting you,
yeah,
listener.
This has been like online dating-esque baiting, like little pickies, little drops. Yes. But let me tell you, this has been a year of honestly living a double life.
Yes, we've been writing a book. We should make it clear, we're still writing this book.
Yes.
We want you along for the goddamn journey of writing this book.
And that's kind of why we're announcing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's been a year in the making and we'll get into that in a minute. But we just feel like the kind of vibe that we live with adjacent to you and like our relationship with our readers and listeners and followers is so divinity,
it's
validating, j'adore, yep. Moi, 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 that, like, I feel like a fake musician being like, New York, we wouldn't be here without you.
Yes.
Like, this is my favorite city in the world.
Yes.
But it's genuinely it. Like, the way we have a vibe with you,
yes,
has been the pure reason that we've been able to do this.
And it's been everything, like whether you're in the book club or not, the things that you write to us,
yeah,
have basically formed, at the very least, the ideas that should be in this book, the things we're all yearning for, the things we don't understand, the things we want to make sense of. And so I guess it's probably a good time to talk to you about what the book is about. I mean, we've introduced ourselves, we've said how important you are to the process. But the book itself, Belle, what's it about?
Good cue.
Great cue.
Imagine if we were like, we don't know, it's up to you.
Guys, we don't know, like answer on a mundane poll.
Yeah. What do you do with your shopping trolley? No, okay. I feel like we've been writing this book in our minds for like the last 10 years. And so when Luce and I, yes, started writing together is when the idea sort of came about. And then it just sort of like opened up a whole new world of topics and things to write about. And the messages we were receiving in response were honestly so fucking moving and quite emotional sometimes that we just had this sort of realization, like, I think this is actually getting bigger than our online lives.
Like, everyone has something they want to make sense of, whether it's they hate their job or their job is grinding them or they're pressed up against the glass ceiling, which was meant to be over when the girl boss decade ended. Yes. In fact, it's not done.
Oh, and how to exist online and still be okay with who you are and like fashion but not feel like a dumb girl and fall in love and not lose your friends or lose friends and not feel like a failure.
Or never fall in love or only have crushes or want attention but feel guilty for asking for attention but wonder where that yearning comes from. Like and how to navigate difficult families and grief and every question that you may have felt during your teenage years, which is what I'm largely writing about because that my reflection time is like on my teenage years or in your 20s. Belle's reflection time is in her 20s where it was very turbulent. We just felt like we were all in this together and we wanted to make sense of it and we wanted like short, quippy, fun, newsy-ish pieces.
Yes.
But in something goddamn tangible.
Oh, yes, give me something to touch. Give me something to hold. And it also came out of like really difficult times in both of our lives where our friends have given us books that have really helped make sense of what we were going through and perhaps where we could go to next. And so the thought of like making a permanent version of the things that we do online every day just felt really fucking special. And it hasn't been out without like existentialisms around are we the right people to be telling the story and why us and why now? And it's by no means a guide to life.
No way.
It's not telling you how to dance like no one's watching.
It's not telling you how to read the news.
It's not how to become famous on the internet.
It's not even how to love yourself. It sounds like we've planned this. We have not. Yeah. We have not planned
just
this.
Just sloshing back a gorgeous little green wine.
And face masks on under our fort that we make in our lounge because we are, if nothing else, just girls from the regions.
We are.
Can't afford a pod. Can't afford a pod studio.
Two Kiwi chicks are trying to make it out here in the world. And this is what this book is. And so it is a collection of essays, but we're calling it a collage for various reasons. One, it's a fucking cute word. Two, I think the way we personally like to read now, which is what we're inflicting on everyone, but what we know to be true is like small short slices of really sharp writing.
Yes.
That's not like going to make you feel unintelligent because you don't know what hegemonic influences are.
Yes.
Or you don't know this cultural reference. Yes. Of like a Renaissance painter.
It's not going to make you feel like shit and it's not going to make you feel dumb because when has Shit You Should Care About ever been about that? This is like so close to home. You will recognize it and you will love it because it feels like you're getting one of our newsletters, but it just feels a bit more like, oh, they've chosen this to be here forever for this reason. Oof. And it's for you.
No pressure.
No pressure. One thing that is a bit of pressure.
Yeah. Oh,
do you know what? We're going to get into so much at some point.
I know. This is like tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg. Yeah. One day we want to tell you about what it's like to get into the publishing industry because obviously not something we've done before, darling. I mean, Belle, to be fair, you've published something before, haven't you?
Yeah, tiny, tiny scale book of poems, but not at this level. So that's a whole side.
That's a whole side quest.
A cottage industry of topics, would you say?
I would say. You can hear me pinging my wine. but we will say that one thing we've learned is that everything, and this is the world, right? Everything is based on pre-sales. Like, the thing is, we want you to read this book and have this book and love this book. And we're telling you a year in advance so that you can prepare yourself, save your money, like spend it on us if you choose. Or if not, like hopefully your friends let you borrow a copy. But we have, I mean, as always, we're just a few girls from small towns in New Zealand that are like up against the world and the big media and the big booksellers and the big everything. And so the only thing we can do is, dare I say, operate within the systems that already work. And that means that if we want to have any chance of getting on a bestseller list, which is the dream, but also just like making sure that this book is available in bookstores near you, we actually need you, if you can, to hit the pre-sale link and like order this. It'll be out in July of 2024, which is crazy.
Wow.
But we just want to make sure that retailers are like, oh, there's hype from these girls from the regions.
Yes.
And they get it in a goddamn bookstore near you. They get it somewhere that's not Amazon.
It's so funny as well to like be, I would say plugging. That's not, it just feels really un-us.
Because like we don't sell shit.
Ever. We're never like, here's an affiliate code for X. No shade if you do that. Like, live your truth. But as Luce mentioned, like entering the publishing industry and understanding how all this works, understanding that like booksellers are looking at your pre-sale numbers to determine how important and potentially popular you could be.
And it's how like much effort they'll put into it.
So wild. It's so different to the internet. It's a wild west out here. And so totally also understand the cost of living.
I know, like, us being like, we need you to buy it so badly, but also we totally get it.
And we're also in a tent of under Lucy's duvet at the moment to record.
We're like literally under my duvet because, you know, you girls, we spend our money on books, which is why we can't spend money on podcast
this
studios.
Is true. This is so fucking true.
This is so true. But anyway, all we're saying is it's really important if you can, we don't ask you to buy things like often or ever. And I feel like it's because we've been waiting for the one thing that means the most.
That's so true. I was sitting the other day in a park reading the book that I bring every time I move overseas, which is Slouching Towards Bethlehem by Joan Didion. And I was thinking like, I would buy this every year if I had to, and absolutely not comparing us to her, but like, the role that book has had in my life is so just like incredible. Yep. And I just think the songs you play on repeat, the fucking outfits you love, like all those things that feel like they've shaped your sense of self or you've given to someone else. That's what we want this to be. And that's why pre-sales are so important.
And like, it's a grand mission to want to be someone's...
Did you say the book is a grand?
No, it's a grand mission to want to be someone's bedside table book that you hand to your friends in times of crisis. Yeah. I remember when I was in India in a hospital with my brother and someone sent me from New Zealand Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton. And I'd already read it, but it was a book that they knew I would need again.
Yeah.
And if this can be in any way a group of... we're really struggling to call them essays because you know us. You know these are like, if essays were cool and easy to understand, but it's kind of like making the news cool again. We're trying to make essays cool again. Yeah. Or like the essays for hot girls that you are not going to feel dumb or you're not going to feel too ugly to read or they're not going to make you feel like shit. That I feel like is, I mean, it's the crux of Cisco. It's the crux of the book. You know we wouldn't do anything like, oh, we're going to write a book on 10 tips to going viral on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that's just so, so not us. What we will say is you are incredibly important to all of this, especially if you're a paid supporter. Like, paid supporters are going to be helping to inform the content of the book, what you want, what you need. Even in the book club, we're getting you to send through covers you love, the best, most beautiful covers you've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, this is not us giving something to you. It's you helping inform something that we are doing.
100%, and perhaps without even realizing you already have. Yes. So, like, a lot of the ideas for this book have come out of a year of Chimes, like 5 years of running Cisco, like all these beautiful emails and DMs and messages you've sent over the years.
And none of them go unseen.
No, ones that I've literally like sat in my car almost like or crying over. Like I can't overstate how like big a role those messages have had into shaping like the things we write and the things we do and the things we've been able to do. So firstly, fucking thank you, because it's so surreal to me, and everyone has been asking us like, why have you moved to Lisbon? And what the hell are you guys doing over there? And above everything, this is like this really amazing story of friendship, of like Luce and your friends and Liv and Rubes who set this company up, and then us meeting and us writing together, and then this whole book kind of project taking off, and then me sitting opposite you in a fucking restaurant in Auckland being like, okay, so I had this idea.
Yes, like we should move. And it really just felt like it happened. It's not a right place, right time, because as you read in the book, nothing is down to luck. You work goddamn hard and then you get what you deserve. But I just feel like when you asked me, what's left in New Zealand for you? Should we move over here and like write this book?
It sounds like a proposal.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
It was the right time. Like Rubes had moved, Liv had moved away. We should also note that Ruby is still a big part of this book. Ruby is still here doing what she always does and being the silent hero of all of this.
She's like, such a queen.
Like she is not to be unacknowledged in the journey, everyone. So just because you're not hearing her, you know that she's editing this already, because you all email me asking me, where's Ruby? Is she going to come on a podcast? She's the producer. But also, there's just something so beautiful in the whole friendship story of it all, that like it's me, Belle, Ruby, Liv, four random chicks, not to like be putting ourselves in any like small town girl box, but it seriously is like we've been funded by no one.
Yeah And you know, also like Lucy and I often joke about like doing our jobs in the dark, and by that I mean for the majority of this project so far I was working a full-time job. So we would meet, like I have vivid memories of you coming up my driveway into my tiny apartment, and I'd be still in my dressing gown. It would be 5:30 in the morning.
We'd have a Zoom at 6 a.m. And Ruby would be up at 4 a.m. in Sydney.
Yes, or even 3, I remember one time. And I'd have a hot water bottle ready for you because it was always fucking in the middle of winter. And
I'd bring a gluten-free Belgian slice to Belle's.
And we'd just wake up my whole apartment block without gossiping, and our Zooming and our pitching. And then I would have to like slap on a simple lick of BB cream and rush to work.
No,
and
I'd drive.
I
would like drive Belle to work, and then we'd go and do our separate jobs in secret. Like we couldn't tell anyone for so long about this book deal.
It was like, kind of like having an affair.
It was.
Having an affair with like the love project of your life.
Yes. Like, and do you know what we called it, everyone? We called it Project Cocktail. So we would be like messaging or talking in the office, and we'd have to be like, me, Ruby and Liv are going around to Belle's for cocktails. And it was to talk about the book. And you know, we have dreams of having a cocktail that you all make as you read this book. And I think, like with most other things we have tried to do, we'll make that happen.
We'll make that make sense.
We will make that make sense. We will make this all make sense.
No, I actually feel like almost like teary thinking about how much has gone into this, and how, like, I don't know, just the power of friendship is so profound to me. I talk about it a lot. I write about it a lot. But just like, people who are willing to do things for you on such a level is so amazing. And so many people have said to both of us, who know the worst kept secret in the world, how will you write together? Like, how will you do this? Yeah. How will you live overseas? And like, God. And we've always joked like, oh, if we were engaged, no one would say anything of it. They would be like, oh, amazing, the power of romantic love.
If like, it's a husband and wife starting a business, it's like, oh my God.
Put you in a lifestyle magazine.
Yes. If it's two friends who dare to start a business or write a book together, it's like, well, how are you going to do that?
You hate each other.
Yeah, like, how are you supposed to
write?
Just
try and steal your boyfriend.
No, it's like, okay, well, actually, you've obviously not been from small town New Zealand and had your friends be the backbone of your entire life.
Oh my God. Or like be on in a podcast recording at 5:30 talking about your ex love of your life or and all the shit we've been doing.
Just knowing that you can rely on that person too, if you have a midnight or a 5 a.m. call or Zoom. Yeah. They're just there for the ride. And so, anyway, this podcast has turned into a bit of a gush. But
it's such a gush. We're also three wines deep.
Three wines deep. And imagine if you were keeping a secret from, like, your best friends, like all of you who literally I tell everything to. This has been crazy to not tell you about it.
It's been so hard. There have been so many moments
where it's like, this would all make sense.
Yeah.
No pun intended. If you just knew we were writing a book. And that's why, like, we are always worn out and we are always, I don't know, like, sometimes there'll be times when my newsletters are really poor and it's like, because I've poured everything into, like, a document that isn't for public consumption yet.
Yes.
And so all of this is to say, we're still in the midst of writing it. We need you. We need your help. We need your pre-sales. We need retailers to want to get this into stores so that as many people can, I don't know, hear from girls that aren't from New York or London for once.
Yes, yes.
Just hear from normal chicks.
Everyday chicks. Also, is this a good time to say, I mean, if we do a thank you shout out, it would be forever. But to our agent, our incredible J'adore
love
agent.
Love her to death. Abigail Bergstrom. The story of how we even found Abby is crazy. But you, OG listeners might remember, OG readers, when we interviewed Pandora Sykes, who we're huge, huge fans of. And she was gorgeous. And when it came time for us to take this book thing seriously, which we really did, we took it seriously, we reached out to her and just asked her, you know, who would be a good agent for us, and she passed on Abigail's name, and Abby's been life-changing, like, truly. It's just nice when you've been doing it on your own for so long to have someone that goes to bat for you.
Yeah, and I think, like, I don't know, to be taken seriously is the hardest thing I've found in my line of work and as a writer. So for someone to recognize your vision and what you think you're capable of, especially through virtue of Siska and not wanting to write an influencer book on how to get
famous. How to get famous but not show your face.
Yeah. Seven tips you'll never know. The subtle art of getting famous.
The subtle art of giving a shit.
Oh. So thank you to Abby.
Yeah.
Thank you to Pandora.
Thank you to anyone that has followed us and gotten us here.
And thank you to Quirkus.
Thank you to Quirkus, who are publishing the book. We fucking love you for taking a chance on us.
So I feel like there are going to be heaps of questions and we're so just like, fucking strap on in.
Yep.
Tell us everything you want to hear.
Yep. Tell us everything
you want to know.
Everything you want in the book.
Everything you want to be made sense of, and we'll do our goddamn best to be chic, relatable, cute, funny, painful, everything wrapped up in one.
And one more note on what this book is not.
Oh, go.
It is not how to get famous on the internet.
Yes.
It is not how to read the news. It is not how to dance while nobody's watching, because the world is burning and we don't need any more of that. But it is for you. And with that, please go and pre-order the book.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.